the other kezayis are the sourdough of chumim. There's also a case of zev is a gurm. You need two things to make this chametz. So the rabbanan shita is, whenever you need two things to make the yisr, it's mutter. The yisr by itself couldn't have done it, therefore it's not machmitz. You need the heter, it's bottle, it becomes mutter. But the Ablezer holds no, that you go bosser the achron. So what does achron mean? Even achron l'chur wouldn't be a raya yet. So the raya is from Abaya. The Yomer Abaya, Abaya explains now what the Ablezer means, you go boss achron. The Yomer Abaya, Abaya said like this, Loi shonu. When did Rabbi Elazar say you go boss achron? Achron would mean, let's say first fill in the truma and then fill in the chulin. That will be mutter. Why? Why is that mutter? So Abaye says only loi shonu ele shekodam vesilik es iser. He's only talking about that first this kzayis of truma fell in there, and after it fell in, you took it out of there, and then the kzayis of chulin fell in. That's when it's mutter. Avoloi kodam vesilik. But Abaye says, according to Rabbi Elazar, if you did not take out the truma, if the truma is there, avuloi kodem esilik es iser, oser, then it would always be oser. Even though first you threw in the kezayis of truma, and that by itself could not make it chametz, so that really should have been botel. But later when the kezayis of chulin falls in of sourdough, and now together they make it chametz, it's takar oser. Why is it oser? Ah, you have zev is there, the truma by itself couldn't have made it chametz. It had to come on to the kzayis of sourdough of the chulin. So why is it also contra Reb Lezer? Alma, we see clearly, Reb Lezer Shita is, Zev is a Germ Osir. Even though you need two things to make the Yisr, and the Yisr by itself to make it Chometz. Now the Svar is, when something makes a sourdough that makes the dough Chometz, that's like a Maimid. A Maimid is never bottled. It's like a Dov HaChoshim. You can't say this is bottled, because it made the whole thing Chometz. Now we have to declare what made it Chometz. Here you needed two things to make the chametz, the truma and the chulin. So Reb Lezer says, so what? Even though I needed two things, zev is a germ, still it's oser. That's Reb Lezer's svarim. The chametz say no, zev is a germ, is mutter. Look at the truma by itself. The truma by itself couldn't make this thing chametz. So the truma is not called a maimid. So since it's not called a maimid, the truma is bottled there. So I call upon him, you see, according to Reb Lezer, zev is a germ, is oser. So mainly here also, that the Braisa says, the first Braisa, when you have this new oven that was made with the wood, with the fuel of oil and klai kerim, since we say, yesh v'chetzim apas, the tanner has itza to it. Even though the next time you're going to use new fresh wood, still would be oser, according to Reb Lezer. Because the next time you're baking here, that bread, what's making the heat of the bread, what's baking the bread? Two things. The tanner is doing it, and the fuel. So that's called zev, is that germ, that's usr. That's why the first price says, when you have this new oven, there's no eitzah. You're not allowed to bake a second time. You have to break it. So it's good according to Reb Lezer. For the Gemara name, who says, for the Gemara umimai, the time of the Reb Lezer kabaya, for the Gemara kasha, who says Abai is right? Dilma, time of the Reb Lezer, mishum the achar achar anibo. Maybe Reb Lezer is saying a new type of a svara now. No, even though the truma is there. But the new svara, go boss of the last thing. Loishina kodem basilik es iser. Loishina loikodem basilik es iser. There's no nafkamina whether you took out the truma or not. There's a new svara though. Reb Lezer holds you go boss of the last thing. That's the ikur. So if the size of truma fell in first, and when that fell in, it couldn't make chametz. So Reb Lezer's svara is that's bottom. Later, when the chulin falls in, it's considered the chulin is making the chametz. So therefore, pshit with mutter. But the other way, let's say first fell in the chulin. So the chulin by itself couldn't make it chametz. Now when the truma fell in, since now the truma makes it osur, makes it chametz, it's not the pshat, because zev is their gurum. Maybe you have lezer hold the swari, go boss of the last thing. Since the last thing, that's the clinch. That's what making it chametz. If that's truma, it's considered truma made it chametz. If the last clinch is chulin, it's chulin made it chametz. So there's no raya, maybe Reb Lezer holds, zev is a germ is awesome. Nafkamina is, abbas achas. Let's say they both fell in together. These two kezeisim, sourdough of truma and sourdough of chulim, fell in together into this big dough, maybe then takot's mutter. Because there's no svar go bosa achrin, they're coming in together. Maybe together, zev is a germ, maybe it's mutter according to Reb Lezer. So right, it's not mucher Reb Lezer holds, zev is a germ is awesome. So then we're back to the kasha then. If there's nobody that holds zev as a germ as usher, why does the first braisa say this tanner you have to break? Why do you have to break the tanner? True, when you baked it first with orla, we look like the orla went into the tanner, but the second time you're baking it, since you're putting new fresh wood in there, that's a germ of heter. And maybe zev is a germ, maybe it's mutter. So Gemara says, Ela Reb Lezer the Ati Asherira. I tell you, there's another Reb Lezer. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, hold Nafchov Zayin again. Yeah. Nafchov Zayin. So go in the middle of the sugya about the Gemara says there's a klal of Yeshva Chetzim Bapas. That according to Rebbe, if you use Eitzim or Orla and Klal Kerem, that's also Bano, when you burn them and the heat that comes up, so Rebbe says if you're baking the bread there, the bread becomes also. Because we say Yeshva Chetzim Bapas. Like the Shvach of the Eitzim, the Orla itself, when you burn it, the like heat transposes the Orla into the pas. We look as if you have Isra Nor in the pas. Now, there was a steer in the Bryce, so what about the oven? The first time you bake it on a new oven, so we say the first time you heat up the new oven, that's Goymer, that finishes making the oven. So one Bryce says if you finished making it, the first heat was made from Orla, from Klal Kerem, that's Asab Hano, we say the Tanner is also Asab Hano. Then you have to break it. There's no way to use the oven. Another brayter says, no, you don't have to break the oven. The answer is just let it cool off. You can't use this heat. But tomorrow, when you want to bake again, use new fresh wood, and it's smoother. So Gemara says, what's this machlokes tolyin? Here is telling their shayla, if you hold, zev is zegurim, is usur or not. It's zev is zegurim, this tanner. Because true, when you first made this tanner, so the heat now came from Isuri Anor. It's like the tanner is made with Isuri Anor. But the next time when you want to bake with this tanner, how do you bake in the tanner? You take the tanner, but you have to put new wood inside it. Now the new wood you're going to use tomorrow, that's heter thicker wood. That you could use wood that's heter. So when you bake the bread in the oven tomorrow, what's causing the bread to be baked? Two things. It's the wood inside it, the heat that's coming out of the wood, and the tanner of the oven that's keeping the heat inside to make it bake well. That's called two factors are making the bread. That's the klal of zev zagurim. You have two things making something. So true, one is usur, the tanner is made from Isuri Anor, but you have the heat coming from the wood, that's mutter. So who are the first brisa that says, yutatz, you have to break that tanner, has to hold zev zagurim is also usur. Therefore, this tanner, there's no way to use it. Because this tanner was made with Isuri Anor, so the tanner itself has Isuri Anor inside it. Now, even the next time when you want to bake and put new fresh wood, but that bread you're baking is also going to become awesome. Because two things made that bread. The tanner made it with the new heat. So that's called Zev Zegurim. So if you hold when two things cause something to come about, it's still usur, then it's good. That's trying the first brisum. That's why there's no etzer to use the tanner. You have to break it. Now we're looking for such a man the yama. Who's the man the yama that holds this svara? Zev is a gurm is usur. When two things, a heter and ister together, cause something to come about, who said you look at the ister say it's usur? Maybe no, look at the heter say it's mutter. So who's the man the yama that says zev is a gurm is usur? That's what we're looking at. The Gemara wants to say it's Rabbi Eliezer. For the Gemara, where's the Rabbi Eliezer? The first one we slugged up, there's no raya from. Now we're up to the second raya. So the Gemara says, Elo, Rabbi Eliezer, the Atzi Asherah. I'll tell you, it's Rabbi Eliezer Shittam, the way you see a loch of him about Atzi Asherah. Atzi Asherah is also Asa Bano. That's a tree that the Goyim made for an Avodah Zarah. So the wood is Asa Bano. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Notel Hei Menu, Eitzim. If a yid, somebody picked off some branches from this asherah, from this avodah zarah, they took off branches, which is also bano. Is aloch asurim biyano. The branches, now the wood is also bano. It's avodah zarah, it's also bano. Hefik b'mesatanor. Let's say you took this wood and put it into the oven to bake now in the oven, to make the oven hot. Is chodosh. Let's say it's a new oven, wasn't used yet. So the first time you're heating it up, that makes the oven finished. So it was finished now with Isuri Anor. The loch is yutatz. You have to break that oven. There's no way to use the oven right now. Yoshon, let's say it was an old oven. So the fact that you baked in there now with the Atzei Asherah, it didn't do anything to the oven. The oven was used already a few times. The oven was completely finished. So the only thing that's also now is the heat inside it. There's a loch of yutzan. Just wait till it cools off. Don't have Hanor from the heat, because that's considered having Hanor from Avodah Zarah. So wait till it cools off, then you're allowed to use the oven. What about offer by Esapas? Right now, when you have the wood, shel asherah there, burning, you are baking bread in there. is alocha asurim bihanor. This bread is asur banor. Hey, whether it's a new oven or old oven doesn't make a difference. Since right now you have in there the wood, shel asherah, so that's Rebbe Svara, we say, yesh shvach etzim apas. When you're burning the wood of isur yanor, it transposes into the heat, and then it goes into the bread, so it's considered like mamish to the isur yanor in the bread. So therefore, it's also tita's bread. This bread right now has isur yanor in it, you can't eat the bread. What about nisarapo biacheris? This bread now gets mixed up with other bread. Who are then biacheris pacheris? Then this pile gets mixed up into another pile. So even though you have rov, still the lochir is kulam asurim biyanor. That by the chumra of avodah zarah, that it's not bottle. Avodah zarah is not bottle. Therefore, even though this bread was murav, got mixed up into one pile of bread, and then this whole pile got mixed up into a bigger pile, so the zikha much more heter, still as the chumra from avodah zarah, it's not bottle, the kulam asurim biyanor. That's what the Tanakhama says. So the Tanakhama so far says clearly that the tanner you have to break. If it was a new tanner that was made now with the Atzei Asherah, you have to break this tanner. So the Tanakhama for sure holds, Zev is the Gurm is awesome. Because why do you have to break the oven? Let it cool off now and use it tomorrow. Tomorrow you're going to bake a second time, you're going to put new wood in there. So put wood, that's Hetadika wood. And the bread you'll bake then will come from two things. Will come from the new wood and the old tanner. Still you see, you have to break the tanner. Why? Because we say Zev is the Gurm is awesome. Even tomorrow, when you're going to bake in this tanner with new wood, it's not going to help you. The bread will still become awesome. Because since you're using a tanner that's awesome banor, it's considered Zev is the Gurm, two things, still it's awesome. So that's the Tanakhama. Now Rabbi Lezer says like this. He doesn't argue on the Tanakhama at all, only in one punkt. The Tanakhama said the last case was this bread. They got mixed up with 100 or 1,000 breads, they're all osur. Rav Lezer has a little later for that. Rav Lezer Weimer, Yoylech Hano Liyam HaMelech. He says, Manashach, what's osur about this bread? What's osur about this bread is there's some tam there, there's some reyach from the Atzei Asherah. So you have some isur yanor mixed in the bread. So he says, take the value of that wood and take the money like Bipoida. Take money and say you want the isur yanor of the etzim to go onto this money. So you're taking out the isur yanor out of the wood, out of the bread, and you're throwing it to the Yam HaMelech. That's your blessed etzim. Now this is only mutavad because it's only a drabbonim dikalocha that the breads are not bottled. Midi yirayis avad always chad betrays bottle. If you have a bread that was made with atzei asherah, so the bread, let's say, is also tit midi rice, it's also manor. If this bread gets mixed up now with two other pieces, midi rice avad with mutatitim. That's called chad betrayis bottle. Even by avoid zara midi rice, it would be bottle. It's only midi rabbonin mishum the chumra of avoid zara. The rabbonin said no, it's never bottle. So about this only also midi rabbonin, Rav Lezer says you could be poyde that iser. As if to say, take the isra anor. You're like, what are you saying? I can't have anor from this bread. What am I having anor? That I save myself the money of the wood. So how much money the wood was worth, I'll take the value of it and throw it to the Yam HaMelech. That's what Rav Lezer holds. And the Tanakhama answered back, Omaloy, they argue and say, no, ain't pidyon l'avoyde zora. You can't be poyde avoyde zora. Since the bread became also, because it was baked with the wood of avoyde zora, and we say, yesh vaches from the past, so the pas is also, you can't be maturit. That's the whole machloika Tanakhama and Reb Lezer. But I call upon him, Reb Lezer is moited to the Tanakhama that the time you have to break. So you see clearly that Reb Lezer, the sheet that holds, Zev is a Germ is also. So Rashi says, then why do we have to say only Reb Lezer? We should have said the Tanakhama also. So Rashi says, Taka true. We could have said the Tanakhama here also. Just we don't know who he is. But since we know Reb Lezer says clearly the halach here, we say Reb Lezer is the one that holds Zev is a Gurm is awesome. But really it's Reb Lezer with the Tanakhama. They both don't argue to say that this tanner, which was finished, a new tanner, which was finished the first time you used it to heat it up with Atzei Asherah, the halach is that tanner is also, you have to break it. There's no Eitzah to cook again tomorrow and bring new wood, because even tomorrow when you have new wood, it's called Zev is a Gurm, that's awesome. So good, we have a Reb Lezer that holds Zev is a Gurm is also. For the Gemara, maybe there's no Raya back towel case here. Here we were talking about Oral and Klai Kerem. For the Gemara, maybe. Eim of the Shamad and the Reb Lezer. When do we see Reb Lezer so machmer to say Zev is a Gurm is also? Maybe it'd be Avoy de Zorro. Only here that you finish baking the oven with Atzei Asherah, with Avoy de Zorro. The Chomer Isura. Because Avoy de Zorro is very Chomer. You see, the Rabbanim made chumris is not bottle afil b'mei, it's not bottle. So maybe we avoid the zara there where machmir to say zev is a germ is osir. Therefore, this tanner, this oven that was finished with atzei asherah, there's no etzer to use it. You have to break it. Ma'ashenken bishari sum shebateri mishamatlei. But before we're talking about here, where you bake the oven with klaya kerim and with orla. So maybe by those yisurim, they're not so chomer as avoid the zara. Maybe their blood does know from zev is a germ. So then we're back to the kasha. Who is the tanner of this first brisa that learned? Even an oven that was finished with orla and klaya kerim, you also have to break. Who is that tanner that says even by orla you say zev is a germ? And the gemara like this. Elim kein amatamayu. That's one teretz. That true. You want to say maybe Reb Lezer only said it by avoid the zara. You don't know for sure. You want to say that. So I'll answer you don't say that. Because if you don't say that, then I know who said this tanner or this brisa here. Like I have a brisa that says Orla is also Yutatz. So if you're going to tell me Reb Lezer says it, who I didn't hear, it's good. I know who this tanner is. But if you want to tell me Reb Lezer says no, only by avoid the zara, but not by Yolo, then you have Kashin's Bryce. Who does it go like? So that's enough of a reason to say it's Zichar Reb Lezer, and Reb Lezer is not Mechalik between Avoyde Zor and Shari Surim. The Yoid, even more than that, not just Tamas Svaro, the Yoid more, Hotanya Behedya. We learned Beferish in a Bryce like that. That the Bryce says, Vechain Hoya Reb Lezer Oyser, Vechol Yisur and Sheba Torah. It says clearly, not only by Avoyde Zor, do I say Zev is a Germ is awesome? But who are then any Yisuri and Noam? Like Klaya Kerem and Orlo. If you bake in the oven the first time, in a new oven, that you make in the oven finished with Orlo, the oven becomes awesome by Noam, and you have to break it. Because even though tomorrow you want to put new wood in there, and you'll have a new Germ that's heter to make the new bread, so what? Zev is a Germ is awesome. So good, we have a husband in the first Brisa. It goes a Libra to Reb Lezer, that's his Shita, Zev is a Germ is awesome. Omer Abaye, Zok Abaye, in Tim Tzolayim, if you want to tell me, Zev is a Germ Osir, that you hold this Svara, Zev is a Germ Osir, then I'll tell you, Rebbe, Hainu Rebbe Lezer, that Rebbe was the one that said the first Svara, that Yeshva Chetzim Apas. Hey, this whole Isser of Zev is a Germ only starts off if you hold like Rebbe. Rebbe's Svara was, when you have the bread here, and what's baking the bread, you have wood underneath it from Orlo, from Klai Kerim. So since that's also banal, we say yeshva chetzim apas. The orla on the bottom, when you burn it, get transposed, it comes into the heat, and the heat goes into the bread, and we look as if in the bread is mamash orla. That's Rebbe Svara. So if you hold like Rebbe, then you could say that Reb Lezer, if you hold Zev is there, Germ Osir, so Rebbe would also hold like Reb Lezer. That Zev is a Germ, that means this tanner also. The first time he heated up the tanner, what finished the tanner? The orla and the klei kerem. So according to Rebbe Svar, we look as if Yeshvach, the Orla, changed into heat, went into the oven. So the oven now is Isser Hanom. So if you can tell me Rebbe holds Zev as their Garm is Osir, so I understand that the Tanya you have to break even according to Rebbe also. Ma'ashenk, what the Gemara means is according to the Rabbanan Svarah, the whole Gemara doesn't start off. The Rabbanan say no, the bread itself is Mutter. When you're burning Orla and Klai Kerem, and with that heat goes up and bakes the bread, they all discern the bread is mutter. Why is the bread mutter? Because we say fakert. First, the Orla gets burnt up. And the heat that comes up is coming up from ashes. So it's hetadikah heat. Like we'll soon see, the Gemara is going to have to kash, according to Rabbanan, what's the pshat wood is asabano? According to Rabbanan, wood should never be asabano. Because every time you want to use wood that's asabano, the yetzer is burn it. When you burn it, Rabbanan's svar is, first it changes into ashes, and ashes is mutter. Now the heat is coming out of the ashes, so you're allowed to have enough from the ashes. So according to the Rabbanan, that the bread is mutter, pshita the tanner is also mutter, not to talk about. It's only to talk about according to Rebbe Shita. The Rebbe says, no, we don't say the wood, like the Chazon Yosef says, came to Ephes, came to nothing. And then from nothing, it came to heat. Rebbe holds, no, we look as if the orla gets transposed into heat, and then it goes into the pas, as if there's mamish orla in the pas. So therefore, the pas is also. Who within the Tana could also be also, if Rebbe holds like Reb Lezer. V'im tim tzolayma zev is a ger mutter. If you want to tell me though, Rebbe holds no, zev is a ger is mutter. V'yohocha, you know why Rebbe says the bread is also, mishum the yeshvach etzim apas. Because Rebbe just holds yeshvach etzim apas. That means one ger is also, not two. So when you're baking the bread here, and underneath the bread, where's the heat coming from? It's coming from the orla and the klai karam on the bottom. So Rabbi says, we look as if this orla goes into heat and goes into the pas. Therefore, the pas is also, because there's only one gerim. What caused the pas? Only the heat of the wood. Now the question is, what do you mean only the heat of the wood? The Chur was saying it's being baked in an oven now. And the Chur, the oven is also helping out. The Chur, the surrounding of the oven keeps the heat inside there. That also helps. This is a Shmer Kasha. Some want to say that this is not called Zevza. Two things, because the Ikkar here is the wood. Sheet, if you have the wood on the bottom, the fire coming directly up from the wood, that's called the Ikkar Gerim. Then we don't look about the Tana helps also. We look at the Ikkar of the wood. So wood itself is the Ikkar Gerim, and the heat is coming up from the wood, it's coming into the bread. That's considered just like one Gerim. And according to Rebbe, the bread is also. Now, if you want to say this Svar, that's how we paskan halacha. Halacha, we hold Zev is a Gerim is Mutter. We hold the Tana itself, you don't have to break. The Tana itself, just let it cool off. And tomorrow, put new wood inside, had to think of wood, and then you're allowed to use it. That's what we hold. But we hold like Rebbe, that the bread is Osir. One gerim is Osir. If you make bread with Isser Hanor, the bread becomes Osir. Now the Gemara says, Hu Adin, Kidero is also Asura. What about... A honey kairis, if you have a plate, the kaisais, or else you have a glass, or else a sluchis, you have a pitcher, sluchis, is a battle, is a siri. These things are osir. In other words, these are made out of cheris, they're made out of earthly kalim, and you heated them up with the heat of Isur Hanor. So the heat of the Isur Hanor made these plates. So this plate or this kaisa sluchis becomes osir to use. You know why? Because it's not called zev zegurim. What's the Hanor you have from a plate? Hanor you have in a plate is you put your food in the plate. So Maisa, what made this plate? The Isuri Anor. Therefore, Pshita, the plate is Osir. Who are then the Kaisa, the glass? How do you have Anor from the glass? By using the glass. So if the glass was made from Isuri Anor, that's not called two gerims. That's called you using the glass. Pshita, that's Osir Banor, according to Rebbe. Now, keep pligi with, though, machlekes, the Taner u'kzera. Machlekes would be in an oven, and the kzera in a pot. That what? Laman, the Yom Ezev is a gerim is Osir. If you hold the Taner, is Zev is a Gerim is Osir, you have to break the Tanner. Because even though the second time you use the Tanner, the way you use the Tanner is, first you heat it up well, with new wood, had to dig a wood, and now that it's heated up well, now you put the bread inside. So Mishas, you're using the Tanner, there are two Gerims. There's the Gerim of the heat, and there's the Gerim of the Tanner, of the wood and the Tanner. Therefore, Zev is a Gerim is a Machlekes. If you hold it's Osir, you have to break the Tanner. Laman diyom is Zev is a Gerim Mutashari. But if you hold, when you have two things causing, and one is heter and one is iser, it's mutter, so a tanner you don't have to break. Because the tanner, you wait till tomorrow, when it cools off, put new wood in there, make a new fire. This new fire is hetetika fire. So what's making the bread? Two things. The hetetika fire and the oven. So zev is a gerim is mutter. So therefore a tanner and a kedera pot is told if you hold zev is a gerim is mutter or not. And Nika the army, some want to say no. That I feel Laman the Yom Zev is a Gerim is Mutter, even if you tell me when you have two things causing it, it's Mutter, therefore a Taner is Mutter, but Kedei Rasura, a pot is different. A pot has different usage than you use an oven. Why? To a Kibla Bishule Mekame Denitin Eitzen Deterim. Because in a pot, the way you cook is, first you put the food in the pot, before you even put the pot on the fire. So before you have the Eitzen of Heter, you're using this pot. Now this pot was made from Isuri Anor. So since the pot is also Banor, you're not allowed to put food into the pot. Because you're having Hanor only from the pot itself. Now the pot is like a plate. Just like we said, if a plate was made from Isuri Anor, so you can't use the plate. Because the way you use the plate is, you have Hanor putting food inside it. A pot also. You have enjoyment from the pot, just putting the food in it. And when you put the food in the pot, there's only one gerim. So the treat of the pot is also. A tanner zakrashi is different. The way you use a tanner is, first you put heat inside it. You put wood, and we're talking about you have hetadika wood, you heat up the oven very well. When the oven is heated up very well, now you put your bread in there to bake. So b'shash you're putting the bread in to bake, there are two things causing it to bake. There's the new hetadika wood, that heat is causing it to bake, and the oven is also helping out. So here the oven doesn't ask for the bread, because it's not called one germ, it's called two germs. So it's not called you having direct hano from the tanner, you're having hano from the hita. And the hita is mutter, that's mutter. Mashenkin in a pot, you have enjoyment from the pot before you put it on the fire. First you put your food in the pot. So b'shash you put the food in the pot, there's no heta there. It's only a pot that's osur. So you're not allowed to use such a pot. Such a pot that was made from Isuri Ano, as Asur Bano, you're not allowed to put the food in the pot. Amr Rabbi Yosi, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Tana she'esiko b'klipa yorlo. You have a tanner, a new tanner, a new oven, that the first time you heated it up, that makes it strong, that finishes it. But you did it with klipa yorlo. The klipim, that's the shells of peiros from orlo, that has an Isur Ano of orlo. Oy b'kashin she'klai kerim. His klal kerem, not only the pri is osur, even the wood, the kashim means like the wood of the klal kerem, that's also osur, is chodosh yutat. If it's a new oven, so the Isra Noah formed the tanner, is yutat, you have to break it? There's no way to have a noah from this tanner. Yoshin, let's say it was an old tanner, so the fact you heated it up now, you didn't do anything to the oven was finished before. So it's not called any hanor of the oven. But mele yutzan, all you have to do is just wait till it cools off. Let the heat now from the Isra Noah go away, and tomorrow use it, put new wood in there, so the wood is mutter and the tanner is mutter, pshitu it's mutter. What about offer by Estapas? Now when you have the orla and klai kerem there burning away, you put bread in here right now, Rebbe Yoimer Apas Muteris. That's the way Shmuel learned. Not like we had before. Before we had, Rebbe said, Yesh Vachetzim, the bread is usher. He was Gerus, no. Rebbe says the pas is muteris. But the Chomim are the ones that say the bread becomes osur. That's the way Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel learned it. For the Gemara of Atan Yipcho, before we learned just the opposite, before we learned Rebbe was the one that said the bread becomes osur. Now the Gemara Shmuel Ipchotoni, one third of the Nechnami. Shmuel learned before in the price, even before. Even in this price, he learned that Rebbe holds Ein Shvach Eitzim Apas. Rebbe was the one that was matir. That we said this svara, when you're burning the orla, the klal kerem, it's considered first you're burning it up, and from the ashes, from the burnt wood that became into ephes, into nothing, from that the heat is coming up. So it's not called the heat is coming from Isuri Ano. So therefore the rabbanans say the bread is mutter. It's not considered you're having Ano from the bread, from the wood. So Shmuel learned that was Rebbe's svara. And the Chum was the one that said it's osir. That's one teretz. The boy is saying another teretz is no. Really, Shmuel learned the first price of the way we have it. Rebbe was the one that said it's osir, and the Chomim was the one that said it was mutter. Now, if you learn this price of the way it says, how should we paskin? Usually the klal is, halacha k'rebi mechavei roi, v'loi mechavei rov. If Rebbe has a machloikis with one other person, then we always paskin like Rebbe. But when there's a Chachomim argue on Rebbe, then usually we paskin like the Chachomim. So the way this price says it, really, who should we paskin like? Like the Chachomim. So, uvaho, but in this halach here, Shmuel knows, afilo mechavei rov. Here Shmuel knew, and Yeshvach Eitzma passed, for some reason he knew it, that here we even paskin like Rebbe. Even though generally the klal is, when the Chachomim argue on Rebbe, we don't paskin like Rebbe, but Shmuel knew, here we do paskin like Rebbe. So Mela, when Shmuel wanted to say over the halacha, he wanted to make it that people will not make a mistake in the halacha. So therefore, even though Shmuel knew that Rebbe was the one that said it was osur, when Shmuel said it over, he changed it around and said, the Chachamim are the one that say it's osur. So if people shouldn't make a mistake, people just look what it says, Chachamim say it's osur, Rebbe says it's mutter, who are they going to paskin like? They're going to paskin like the Chachamim. Because that's usually the klal. Usually the klal is, a machloik is Rebbe and the Chachamim, you paskin like the Chachamim. So therefore, when Shmuel said Allah Lamaita, he changed it around the way really it was, so people should not make mistakes. So that's why Shmuel said, the Sovra Asna Yeripcha, let me change it around. Kihecha the Nekim Rabban Li Yisuri. Kadeh that this way Shmuel has, the Chachamim say it's Osir. And everybody's going to know the Lach is like the Chachamim. So therefore, Shmuel would rather change it around here to say Rebbe said it was Mutter, and the Chachamim say it's Osir. Kadeh people should know what the Lach is. Like this way, people will know the loch is not the chomim. But if we would have said the way we had it before, it could be not everybody knows this klal. That here we paskin like Rebbe. People will think, no, since the chomim arguing on Rebbe, usually we paskin like the chomim. So they'll think the bread is mutter, that's why Shmuel Badavka changed it around here. That people shouldn't make a mistake in a locha. That here the locha is, the bread packer is osur. And that's what we paskin also. We paskin the bread is osur. And a plate and a kaisis and slukas would also be usher. Just the tanner we hold is mutter. Because we paskin zev is a gurim. When you need two things to make the yisr, we paskin that's mutter. Yeah. Now, before we had in the Braisa, Vishla Gabi Gecholim Divri Hakola Pas Muteris. Let's say you had Orla in the oven and you had Klai Karen, but you waited till Mamash, the Orla got burnt off the Gamri and came into coals. And now, when the coals are there, that's when you first put the bread in. So the Braisa said everybody can hold this Mutter, even Rebbe, that says Yeshva Chetzim Apas, that's only coals them on, the Orla is there. If the oil is still here, we look, even though you're burning it now, it gets changed into heat, and the heat takes the oil into the bread. But if the oil first became mamish coals, coals is considered like the oil was poka, not here anymore, it's only ashes, and now you put the bread in, pshita, the heat that comes out of the ashes, out of the coals, that's mutter. That's what the Braisa said. Now, Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel, for Rav Yechiyah Barashi, Omer Rav Yerich, it's Machloikis. Chadoma, one of them says, Loishonuel Gecholim Oimimois. Only if the coals are going out, they're not red hot, the mamish going out already, so those coals are considered like the oil is not here anymore, and the mail of the heat that comes out of these coals is mutter, the bread is also mutter. Avol gecholam loichshois, but let's say the coals are still red hot, they're still glowing hot, then asurim, then no, that's still considered like the oil is here, and according to Rebbe, it's a yeshvach etzim apas, the bread becomes osur. That's what one man the Yama says, lechumra. The Chadama one says no. Afilu gecholim loichshois. No, even though the coals are mamish glowing red hot. So what? Nami mutarim. Still it's mutter. Why? Because when the oil is changed into coals already, that's still the oil is not here anymore. It's poka the oil. You have ashes here right now. And that's not also, that's mutter banor. It must be like this. Bishleim lamandi yama loichshois asurim. If you're going to tell me what? When loichshois, when they're red hot, it's also why mishum the yeshlach etzim apas. That's Rebbe Svarim that calls the man it's red hot. It's still considered like the oil is around, and we say yeshlach etzim apas. Elo l'man the yom afil loichshois mutaris. This thing to tell me no. Even though mamish the coals are red hot, still that's mutter. Of a zoi past the yosser. How do you have the case that Rebbe said it's osur? The yeshlach etzim apas the Rebbe hechi mishkachas lei. How do you have the case that Rebbe is going to say the bread becomes osur when you're burning the oil and the klal kerim? The chura, the klal kerim comes into coals. So if you can tell me, even though the coals are red hot, still that's considered like the oil got out of here. It's not here anymore. The oil is poka, and you only have coals. So where's the case that Rebbe said it's osur? Now the Gemara is not sure. Nechnami omra papa. Kishavuka kinegdoi. We're talking about kishavuka kinegdoi, Rashi, the bottom Rashi, last Rashi, kinegdoi. Kineged apas mavira eitzim bepiatanim. You have still the wood. The oil is still there. And metchila, the way you burn something is, you start burning the wood here. So first the fire comes up nice and high. Then the fire goes down. Then it comes into coals. But metchila, when the fire is nice and high, that the pshat is, yamamish have, the oil is still here. So when the oil is still here, it didn't come into coals at all yet, then Rabbi says the svarim. The heat that comes up is a continuation. It's like mamish taking the oil from, it's like taking the oil, making it into heat, and throwing it into the pas. And we shown him say, even Rashi said, it's like mamish, the yisr is in the pas. We mamish see like particles of the oil went into the heat, went into the pas. That's why the pas is osur. But that's only when the wood did not come into coals yet. Mashenka, if it got burnt up so much it turned into coals, then we don't say the svara. Then we say the orla is not here anymore, and male, the heat that comes up is mutadika heat, therefore we're not asking the bread. Samora says, according to this man, the Yoma, Michlal, it comes out, the Rabbonin, according to Rabbonin svara, the plegi yolei, that they argue on Rebbe.